This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian long-range artillery strikes in Ukraine Friday have killed at least 10 civilians and wounded many more. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The hits come as a senior Moscow official warns that the Kremlin's forces are preparing for an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive in the coming weeks. Five people died in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province when a Russian missile hit an aid station. Last year, district authorities had established so-called points of invincibility, places residents could warm up, charge their cell phones, and get snacks. Donetsk governor Pavlo Kirilenko says the civilians who died were refugees. In addition, civilians were killed and wounded in Sumy province by a nighttime rocket and artillery barrage and airstrikes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the UN's Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine Friday expressed deep concern about what she described as summary executions of prisoners of war carried out by both Russian and Ukrainian forces on the battlefield. At a news conference in Kyiv Friday, the monitoring mission gave its first full report of torture, use of human shields and other abuses against POWs that could amount to war crimes since Russia's invasion began more than a year ago. Monitoring mission chief Matilda Bogner documented the killings of up to 25 Russian prisoners of war by Ukrainian armed forces, as well as the summary execution of 15 Ukrainian prisoners of war shortly after being captured by Russian armed forces. She also detailed interviews the mission conducted with the released prisoners of war from both sides.
Since the 24th of February last year, we have documented 621 cases of enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention of civilians by Russian armed forces. Among the 127 that we interviewed after their release, 90% reported that members of the Russian security forces tortured and ill-treated them while in detention.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will become the highest-ranking Biden administration official to visit the African continent when she begins a tour of Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia next week. Her office says she will work on strengthening partnerships, security, and economic prosperity. Analysts say her mere presence as the first female vice president who has ancestral ties to the continent is significant in itself. VOA's Anita Powell, who will be traveling with the vice president, has this preview.
Harris, the highest-ranking elected woman in U.S. history, will meet with the continent's only female head of state, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan. The White House says Harris will speak with the elected leaders of all three countries about their commitment to democracy. VOA asked National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby if the vice president would raise human rights concerns on her trip.
The vice president will, of course, raise human rights concerns everywhere she goes. That's a part and parcel of American leadership around the world. We're not afraid. In fact, it's a sign of how much we care about other nations and partnerships that we are able and willing to have those kinds of conversations.
And Harris wraps some family history into this visit. Her maternal grandfather, an Indian diplomat, worked with Zambia's first post-independence leader. Nearly 60 years later, his granddaughter, the most powerful woman to hold office in the U.S., will meet with Zambia's president. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's King Charles III's state visit to France has been postponed indefinitely amid widespread protests over President Emmanuel Macron's pension reforms. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move puts a damper on the new monarch's appearance on the international stage. Charles will still travel to Germany on Wednesday in what was scheduled to be the second leg of his first overseas trip since ascending the throne in September. The original six-day visit to France and Germany, the two biggest countries in the EU, was designed to highlight efforts to rebuild relations between Britain and its neighbours after 6 years of squabbling over Brexit. But the prospect of Charles being confronted by protesters and piles of garbage in the streets of Paris has forced officials in France and Germany to rethink their plans. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are pressing forward with a vote on a midterm campaign promise, a bill that would give parents greater oversight of what is taught in public schools. Critics say it is a burdensome proposal that would fuel a far-right movement that has already resulted in book bans. In a debate Thursday, Oregon Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici said the Republican-led bill seeds conflict and empowers conservative activists.
We need more parents, including those from diverse backgrounds, to feel included, supported, engaged, and welcomed at their kids' school. And this bill does not even begin to do that.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.